Empower is here to help answer your financial questions and empower what's next. Because if you're like most people, you've probably had your fair share of stressors. Like, will you be able to afford a third kid? Will you be able to do everything you want during retirement? And what if you outlive your savings? Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at empower.com.
AirPods Pro with adaptive audio. Automatically keeps out the sounds you don't want to hear so you can listen to your music. And lowers your music to let in the sounds you do need to hear.
Hi there.
Hi, what can I get you?
I'll have a strawberry mango coconut probiotic smoothie with wheatgrass.
Anything else?
Extra wheatgrass.
Here you go.
AirPods Pro with adaptive audio. Available on AirPods Pro second generation when enabled.
Can you say hard hats, folks? Hard hats, lunch pail, steel-toe boots?
Anything short of a championship this year is a failure.
Look at this boomer right here.
You've just got so much talent here.
Somebody said we need to apologize for Jalen.
Can I call the John? What are we apologizing for? What did we say? What did we do?
Well, where'd it go, John?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Golden State, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do the postgame show. I don't want to listen to postgame talk. I want a microphone in Draymond Green's face, and I just want to hear him talk for a little bit.
Wow.
I want to hear him talk. And yeah, Blorp, I think the Celtics didn't want irrational media rants about, oh, they're soft and they're in their heads. And yes,
Draymond, your dad.
I warned you. I was going to do that. I was not going to be able to help myself. But, and I will say, and I think a lot of us felt the same way, Sherrod, but my opinion is the win does as much to allay any concerns I have about this team's mental makeup as a loss would have kind of sent me over a cliff. It would have been a little, there was going to be some theatrics involved with a loss there, but it really would have planted, sowed a seed of doubt, you know. And sure, what else do you need to see for real from this team? Like, yes, you'd love them to go into Denver and play them, and win that game. You'd love to see it and make you feel better, because right now I think the entire world is looking at Celtics, Denver, and that's it. And that's the only conversation left to have. I don't think anyone's having conversations about the East anymore. You know, maybe there's some conversations to be had out West, but honestly, I don't think people really believe it. I think people believe at their best, these are the two teams and this is all that's left at this point. I don't know what else you have to think about, worry about. You've handled Miami a couple of times this year without really much concern. I don't see anybody in the East, as you said a million times before, threatening them. But again, that ability of a team to get in, tweak you, throw you off your game, do the things, make you play left-handed, so to speak, you know, nope, not this team, not this year, certainly not the Warriors. And that felt great.
Yeah, the thing that is just, I just keep being blown away by it isn't so much the fact that they're winning, but the emphatic fashion that they're doing it. I mean, they're not just beating you, they're snatching your soul, looking at it, having you take a look at it, and just walking the hell away from it. And there's nothing you can do. This was, to me, this game, you know, encapsulated a lot of what we've seen from this team, particularly when they're playing teams that are either in the top tier record wise or they are top tier in terms of overall status. I mean, Golden State isn't a top four, top five team, but they are an elite team because of their history, their track record. And, you know, the Celtics came into this game and they just laid the smack down from the very outset. I'm still trying to understand what the hell Draymond was thinking and just letting Jalen shoot whatever the hell he wanted to. Yeah. I mean, this is a $300 million, you know, all NBA type of player who has shown the ability to knock down open shots. And I don't think what they banked on was that not only did he knock down a couple, but then it seemed to activate his defense. I mean, you got him, you know, pulling up on Steph Curry at half court and forcing Steph Curry over and back violations. You got guys who normally, you know, with a few dribbles could maybe get by him, can't do that. And you got him bringing it up with the left hand as if he's that guy. And yeah, that just led to this domino effect where then Derek White gets going and Drew Holiday and Al and Tatum. And, you know, you got Peyton Pritchard makes his first seven shots before he misses. I mean, yeah, this was a total dominant smackdown in every sense of the word.
Amazing. So to the thing that you were talking about, because I was running it through in my head, and it seems, you know, relatively inconsequential now given everything that kind of followed it. But yeah, I do think it activated Jaylen, and I look at it this way. I always say, like, you know, why do teams play zone or do Mickey Mouse things? Because they can't beat you straight up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so and why do you give them up? Like, there are some Patriots teams I remember back in the day that didn't want Peyton Manning to throw for 500 yards. So they just basically put eight D-backs and let them run all they wanted. There was one game, Noshon Moreno had like 250 yards. Like, I'll give you this all day. I just don't want to get beat by this. And I'm wondering if there was some consensus agreement, which is if there's one guy on that floor we want to give threes to, I guess, just looking at the percentages only, I guess I'll give them to Jaylen. So, and he thought, you know, and also that might prevent him from coming downhill on us and making life difficult and getting into the paint. So maybe that's, if I can just get him to just jack threes, he misses a few, he gets out of it, and I give him to him all game, maybe that's the thing that we can do. But it feels like it feels like the type of strategy you only have when you're like, we are never beating this team straight up. So I'm going to try something crazy. Because the idea of not checking, you know, a $300 million all-star, it's not Draymond Green you're offering those to. Or like the Celtics did last year in the playoffs with PJ Tucker. And you're like, okay, crap, he hit three of them. I'm still going to let him take them. That's not what this is. I don't get it. And I really do believe it was bordering on, I don't think we can beat these guys. So I'm going to try this and see if it can mess with them a little bit. And that's it. That's all I can think of.
It was a horrible idea to let it go on as long as they did. I mean, I can understand coming to the game, and maybe that is part of the game plan, and you want to activate that, initiate that from the jump. But after, like, I don't know, the third three he hits, that's kind of when you start D'ing him up. And, I was talking with a couple scouts at halftime about that. And, you know, their mindset is if a guy has that type of pedigree that Jaylen Brown has, and he's not a great three-point shooter, but he knocks down a couple, you have to adjust. You have to adjust and start treating him as if he is, you know, maybe not Steph Curry level, but definitely an above-average three-point shooter, because now he's in a rhythm. He's feeling good about himself. And everything about Jaylen's game seemed to get better and better and better after they allowed him to get comfortable knocking down threes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other, you're right. So that sets the tone, the Jaylen stuff. I will say this, and Jaylen even said it in his halftime interview, you know, there was some question, is this big to us and not them, media and fans? And the same, I remember the Golden State game last year, they went in there and you're like, they're going to be rip roaring mad. And they weren't. And you're like, why weren't you rip roaring mad? Why didn't you care? Why didn't you take it seriously? And then they lose earlier this year as well at blowing a 17 point lead. And so that was always the thing. You know, I did have some people say in my Twitter mentions, like, nah, it's more a media driven thing than it is them. To them, it's just another game. You could tell they sat Kristaps. I don't think so. I think the way they played today is clearly a team that is like, no freaking way. You know what I mean? Like, we are going to, this was a legit, these sound like platitudes, but I really believe this was an absolute statement game just based on the way they played both ways. This was shades of Ime's second half defense, the way they played, the switching. And Bobby made a good point in our text thread. This Golden State team currently allows for that, because there's one to two guys on the floor you can ignore at times, which creates you know, you have a different free safety or roamer who can come and help and double and rotate over when they need to, and you can still recover in time to get to your shooters. They had bodies on Curry every single place that he went. It was really hard. They were switching on those screens, not going under them. Guys were jumping out, so he couldn't get those free looks. But it looked like that defense that they were playing, you know, in the Ime days, where it looked like there were six or seven guys out there, and no matter where Golden State went, there was two to three bodies on them. It was that kind of effort. And you saw it from Tatum and Brown, who manned up on those back-to-back possessions on Curry. One of them, Tatum locks him up, and he picked him up in the half court a couple of times, locks him up, forces him into a really bad shot, and then Brown gets him at half court, picks him up, you know, and forces that turnover as well. And he picked him up full court a couple times. That's shades of what he did to Harden last year in the playoffs. When they're doing that, they're serious. And you could tell they were serious about tonight.
Yeah, this was I think this was one of, if not the best game we've seen from Tatum and Brown, same game defensively. I thought that they were as locked in as we've seen them both on the same night. I think each of them individually have probably had better individual games defensively, but as a collective tandem, this was impressive. And you know, Steph, he's not 100%, and I get that. I mean, he was probable for the game, but he's still Steph freaking Curry. And even when Steph is like not at 100%, but if he's at 80 or 70, he's still better than damn everyone in the league at what he does. So that's not something I expect him to talk much about. I certainly don't see that as an excuse, because the bottom line is this: he is an elite player, and that elite player was held in check by guys who also fall under that elite player umbrella with Tatum and Brown. I can't help but keep going back to Jaylen as being the catalyst of this. And I can't help but thinking that, you know, the Celtics, they may not talk about it publicly, but you got to believe that they've got almost like their own like little checklist of teams that if we get a shot when we play these guys, they're going to see our A-B+ game. We have to show them exactly how good we are, because I don't think it's a coincidence that some of their biggest blowout wins have come against some of the best teams in the NBA. I mean, you go back and look at the Dallas game before this one. Dallas was having a nice rhythm, nice run. Dallas was whipping 2 points, and the next thing you know, they're down by 20. They have the ability to strike in an impactful way that when they're locked in, they've shown time and time again, there's no one better than them in the NBA. When they're really locked in. And when you just look at their play, the only thing that you can conceivably see that will derail them from, at a minimum, getting to the NBA Finals is health. That's the only thing that can set them back at this point.
Yes, yes. And we don't talk about that. But you're right in the sense that, you know, that's kind of what we've been saying for a long time. The best thing about the team in general, and we'll go back to Jaylen because, you know, I do want to talk about that start as well. Best thing about the team is that any potential, they have not hit lows for long, all year long, like some past versions of this team. And it's not. I don't even think it's fair to say past versions or core. I mean, they did an overhaul that was necessary, and I think that's made a huge difference. But, you know, also the maturation of both Tatum and Brown and the way that they're playing now, everything changed. Everything's a lot different this year. And you're right. I think Brown very much was in this game, like, this was a mistake that they made here. Doing what they were doing, and it did light him up, and it took like a 21-point game, you know, 21-21 game, and then Brown just boom, 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 boom. All of a sudden, he's got 19 points. It's a double-digit game. They never looked back from there, and that was absolutely started by Jaylen Brown in the second half, early in that second quarter, but through the second half of that second quarter, because Tatum goes out, he gets his Tatum rest. He hadn't done anything to that point. He'd only taken one field goal attempt, you know, a forced pull-up. It was all Brown. So when Brown stayed there and Tatum took a seat, that's when it took off. So you have to give him props there. It went from 21-21 at the six-minute mark to almost exactly 12 minutes later, they were up by 32 points.
Yeah.
And that was launched by Jaylen there in that second quarter.
Yeah, and I think
the first quarter there, and where he just completely took control.
Yeah, I mean, this was him at his absolute best at both ends of the floor, and this is $300 million Jaylen. This is what $300 million players do. They absolutely dominate offensively. They lock you up defensively. And at the end of the day, not only do they have their own individual stats, but then you look up the scoreboard and their team is dominating play. And again, if anyone is wondering whether, you know, Jalen is just worth all that money, these are the kind of games that justify and I think quantify why he is one of the better players in the NBA. Everyone can go out there and dominate the way he did at both ends of the floor. But more importantly, and we've talked about this, set the tone for the rest of the teams to follow. So many times with this group, it's Tatum leading the way, and that's all fine and good. But every now and then, Jalen needs to be the tone setter too. And I thought this was a great example of a game where his play set the tone for the rest of the game and for the team to just kind of pull away for an easy win.
Yeah, and that is where he did it, and I was trying to pull it up. At that 21-21 mark, when things were tied, they had already given Jalen a chance to shoot at that point, and he was taking it. And then what happens after that? Curry ties it at 21. Brown makes it three, 24-21. Brown comes back, another three, 27-21, makes another one, 30-21. All of a sudden, it's a nine-point game. And then Hauser comes in with that, you know, and White finds him, another three, boom, gone. And then I'm going to give Luke some flowers too. That's where you got that little Luke burst there. Luke makes a nice – White makes a nice play and a drop down to Luke.
Luke doing chin-ups on the rim. You don't see that every day. Nice. That was nice.
Yeah. So all of that stuff. So, it was all good. But it was Jalen starts that little spurt at the 21-21 mark, gets him up into the double-digit territory. Bye-bye. And you know what? Actually, people have been asking for this. What happened after that? Only good things. Did we get? Yeah. Only good
Look
things.
At that. Look at that.
People were asking for it.
I won one. That was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah.
What happened.
This is, you know, you want to be balanced in how you look at this team. I mean, you don't want to just, you know, kind of, you know, just gas their heads up, but it's hard not to when they play like this. I mean, what are you going to nitpick at? That Peyton missed three of his last five shots? Woo! It's hard to find things to fault and coming in, playing a team like this, and just absolutely annihilating them. I mean, you saw, basically, it was Geno time at halftime. Tatum, all their core guys, no one played more than like 25 minutes for the Celtics among their starters. I don't think they've had a game like that all year because, you know, we've complained about sometimes where it feels like Tatum is in there a little bit longer than he should be in a game that they clearly have control of. But Missoula was not messing around with that tonight. I mean, they're up by damn near 50 points early in the third quarter, and boom, Tatum is gone, and Jalen's gone, and the entire starting five is gone. This was a great opportunity for a lot of those bench guys who we're not going to see much of when we get to the playoffs, or certainly, as this team moves on, but to see what they could do. I mean, you know, Jaden Springer got a little bit of burnout there. I didn't know Zeke had bounce. I mean, he caught a lob from Pritchard. I'm thinking like, wait a minute, so let me get this straight. Their three-point snipers are catching lobs. It was that kind of game for the Celtics. So,
yeah. It was that kind of game. We've got some stuff coming in. I agree, Sherrod. I like the bench. I like getting some bench run. I like that they kept the intensity going and it wasn't just screwing around stuff. I always think it's kind of a cheat code when you're using Hauser and Pritchard with that bench unit because, you know, those guys are still in there. But it doesn't matter. You need some semblance of, like, you know, people who, you know, have been around the block a little bit. But you're right. It was so 7 minutes. I mean, forget about the Celtics pulled their starters when it got to 50 points with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Golden State starters didn't come out of the freaking locker room. Okay. And this was reminiscent of the Celtics Bucks game where Missoula looked at it and said, yeah, we're not doing it tonight, are we? But I'll say the difference between those two games, Celtics came out and clearly played like ass in that game. I'm not making the second night of a back-to-back. It was clear they didn't want to be out there. Golden State tried. They just couldn't do anything all night. It's not like one of those nights where they were – yeah, sure, Curry can hit a couple of the shots that he missed. They made life so freaking hard for him, and there was nothing else that they could do. So it was incredible. I'm told we've got a bite here, and a Joe might acknowledge that, yeah, maybe there was a little bit something going on with playing Golden State and how they fared last time. It's coming.
Excited.
Yes. Yep. You were encouraged. Mm-hmm. What's it like when your plan comes to fruition the second time around, when everything works because you thought some positive things after that loss that obviously worked out well today?
Well, I mean, I think it's you can't just – what I was excited about in that game against Golden State is a process towards building an identity. So we did it in multiple games up until that point. And so the correlation to what we did well during that game in this particular game, it's more about the habit and the identity that we built up until that point. And so I was very encouraged with the way we were able to attack them on the offensive end. I was encouraged with the way we played for, you know, those 2.5 quarters. And it was a clear understanding, especially in a late game. I thought we did a great job guarding them and attacking them. But it was a clear distinction between the end of the third and the start of the fourth. And so just keeping that as an identity of knowing how to manage games, how to manage runs, is something that we talk about a lot. And I think the guys have grown in their identity as far as game management. And I think that's that game really exploited that for us. And it's something that we try to work on.
I got you muted for a second, Sherrod, because there was some background noise. You're back on now. That was a normal human answer from Joe Mazzulla to a very normal Gary Washburn question. And I think this is a landmark moment. And I just wanted to celebrate that.
We need the fireworks.
Yeah, we need the fireworks. What else can I do? I could do this. I think this does something. I think it does like a confetti. We'll do that instead. Okay.
No, I like the fact that Joe's talking about game management because he's spot on. I mean, that has been a problem for this team for a number of years, not just, you know, in the, you know, Ime Udoka, Joe Mazzulla era. It was a problem during Brad's tenure too, where they'd be in position to win games down a stretch and they just would not manage the game properly enough and ultimately find a way to lose. That's not happening now. In the games that are relatively tight, they're doing all the things down the stretch more times than not to get the win, but more times than not, they're just beating the snot out of you and not even having to be an issue down a stretch. And so they found a way to manage the game both when it comes to blowing teams out and when it comes to winning tight games. And that's what championship teams do. They figure out what they need to do against a particular opponent to come away victorious. And if it's a coin toss type of game down the stretch, they're going to find a way to get things heading in their direction. So,
yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And they have won in a lot of ways. Just going back to the initial point, I do think you wanted to see this as a fan to feel better, to know that they can exercise this demon. And I think a lot of people absolutely feel better having watched this game. I know I do, for real. What I'm most impressed with is the mentality. You know, it's not a bunch of shots went in and that's great. It's just they were absolutely killers, and you got it from your two best players. And those are the two that Golden State has toyed with mentally in the past and really made life difficult for them. Tatum has not performed well against this team. Jaylen Brown has been spotty. And obviously we have these playoff images of the last time you saw Jaylen, and, you know, obviously he played better in that Golden State series a couple of years ago. Tatum was dreadful. You don't want to think that they're, you know, occupying space in their head. And that makes you feel a lot better today that it's not. So we've got more coming up. We do have Bobby and Sherrod down there. I even got Jimmy. Jimmy's gone for the weekend. He's like, whoa, score. I think he might jump in here in a little bit and jump in and talk to us. But real quick, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, brand new sponsor welcoming into the Garden Report as our new frontline sponsor. And it's a really fun, cool company, which a lot of people know about. And that is Prize Picks. It's the largest daily fantasy sports platform in all of North America. Easy and exciting way to play. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling a million players, you're just picking more or less on 2 to 6 players with their stat projections on a given day. And that's it. And watch the winnings roll in. So again, football season might be over. So be it. You got a lot of action on the court. Here we are entering the stretch run with the NBA. You're going to get March Madness. There's a lot of stuff. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks. As little as 4 correct picks turn 10 into 1,000. NBA, NHL, college basketball, whatever you want. Really simple. You can make your picks in 60 seconds. It's a really cool display and app with like pictures and extremely easy to navigate. Tons of new fun promotions that you can do. So download the app today. Use the code CLNS for a first deposit match up to 100. Once again, download that app. Use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to 100. Hey, even if you're not super into it, check it out. Pop on in there, use that code if you did want to sign up, and that is great for us. So once again, Prize Picks, number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America here for you. So Sherrod, back to the game here. I don't know where else to go other than because it was such a global butt kicking. It's weird to like, oh, we're not going to talk about Tatum. We're not going to talk about Brown. We're not going to talk about White. Not going to talk about Horford. Were you a little worried when you found out Porzingis wasn't playing that this would be a game where like, uh-oh, like there, it could be a loss. There could be some excuses. You're going to see it's going to go back to Tatum and Brown only. They're not going to have their safety, their security blanket bailout safety valve in Porzingis. Were you a little concerned when you found out he was out, how this might go?
I was a little concerned that the game would be closer than it should be. I still thought the Celtics were going to win this game, but I thought without Porzingis, it would be a little bit closer only because this is a game where he has a significant mismatch in his favor at the offensive end of the floor. Draymond does not defend at the level that we've seen him in past years. And once you kind of minimize his impact defensively, there just aren't a lot of bigs that they have that you feel good about can at least give Porzingis some type of resistance significantly. And so I fully expected him to have a major, major, major game if he played. So without him in the mix, then you got to kind of figure out, okay, well, where are they going to go? And their game plan was to just basically make Jaylen a three-point shooter. And I'm dwelling on that because I still don't understand to this day why they stuck with that for so long. I mean, you're down 22 points in the first quarter. How in the hell are you going with a strategy at that point in the game that clearly doesn't work? I mean, that one guy set all of this, all of the beating, the pummeling that you experienced in the first quarter. Jaylen Brown was the initiator of that. And there at no point did it seem like they tried to do something different, whether it's Draymond. You might want to go out there and guard him at that three-point line. Or give me one of these young bigs. You know, Dale Davis' son is on the team. Throw him out there, the Davis kid, who I think is going to be pretty good. Put him on Jaylen. Do something to just show that you're waving. It felt like they waved the white flag.
And he played well last game.
Yeah.
Against them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Jackson Davis,
It felt like they were waving a white flag in the first quarter, which is something that you
– That's all I keep coming back to. I think it was just straight up – this is the only one. We got to do some funky shit. But you know what? You start putting in Jackson Day, you know, you start doing those things, you are too. But you're right. The thing that happened is it's the same thing we've talked about before. They get you so fast. Tie game, 12-point game, 18-point game, 22-point game, 30, 32, 40, gone. Bye-bye, ball game. Like, it happens so fast. So
it does.
Golden State's in there thinking, like, we're okay. It's working. You know, we're halfway through the first. We're hitting our shot. 21 all. We're going to be fine. That's it. And that's happened every game post-break. A team has been there. In most cases, it's been in the third quarter, you know, somewhere later where it's happened. Celtics come out pretty good, shoot well, play with their food. Happened with Dallas a little bit. Dallas gets in a couple of buckets, too. Every single game post-break. Golden State's sitting there at 21-21 thinking, we're hanging, we're doing our thing. Gone. Just like that. Just over. I mean, soul snatched. Unbelievable.
And it feels as though, because it's happening over and over and over and over again, you say, well, why don't they just do something to slow it down? And I think that's the scary part. They're trying. They're trying to actually shift away from getting their asses kicked. And the Celtics are just like, no, you're going to stay right here. You're going to take this ass whooping. We're going to go up by 20. And then we're just going to basically neutralize you for the rest of the game and win by 20, 25 points. And there's nothing that teams can do about it.
Yeah, and I think this is fair. This is the first time in the history of Louise where there isn't any exaggeration behind a Jaylen Brown comment. I think this is dead on. I absolutely think he looked at him and said, I go out there,
I'm screwed. I'll have to foul him every time. He's gonna cook me, and he knew it, and so he gave it to him because that was the better alternative. I'm gonna hope 35% from three is the best play here, and that's what I'm gonna go with because he knew he wasn't gonna get it. But I'm gonna keep coming back to it. I know everyone's gonna look at the offense here. I thought this was one of the more impressive defensive performances in a long time because of that. And like Bobby's gonna be shocked when he comes on the show and I'm talking about defense, but like. I thought it was just insane how good it was. Insane how good this defense was.
I thought it started with their two best players, Jalen and Jason. I thought they set the tone with their ability to get in the airspace of guys. Steph Curry never got comfortable. Klay Thompson never got comfortable. When they're, you know, Moody and Kuminga, those guys were – they did some good things, but they never got to the point where they were taking over and controlling the action. This was, again, as thorough a job defensively that they've done all season. Tatum and Brown were, I think, this was the best tandem, the best game they've had defensively as a tandem. And you think about it, they held these guys at 88 points, and half of the game was played without your – no Jrue Holiday, no Derek White. You limited them to less than 90 points with – your basic B/C units defensively. I don't care who was on the floor. You don't win games and limit teams defensively like that very often.
So again, I guess it comes back to this. So through the course of the year, a lot of things. Yeah, and you're right. You can't do it without the defense. But my philosophy was always, look. You know you have players, even last year, there's players on this team that can defend. It's a matter of making the choice and the commitment to doing it. And again, the great examples are, you know, Jaylen Brown just deciding one game that he's going to literally just put James Harden in hell. And he did. And it's like, okay, which speaks more to kind of the inconsistency than anything else is, why can't you do that all the time? And the reality is during the regular season, you can't. You can't be that offensive player who's got to give max effort and play 37, 38 minutes a night and do what you got to do and carry an offense while playing, you know, three-quarter court defense and chasing guys all around the court. It's just a hard thing to do, and that's why, you know, sometimes you get inconsistent effort and sometimes there's games where it looks like they – you know, kind of mailed it in a little bit. And that's also kind of why I wasn't that super concerned because it does feel like, and then you go to flip a switch. You remember like Tristan Thompson had that famous, like, oh yeah, wait till we get to the playoffs. I'm like, dude, you guys stop.
Yeah, that was trash.
When you might flip the switch, but there's no light bulb in there. Like nothing is turning on. So these guys, I truly believe, not only can flip a switch, I think most of them and have been mostly dialed in for most of the year because you have on the court guys who never take nights off. Derek White, Holiday, Horford and all of those. So, yeah, it's harder to when you're looking all around you and you're like, we're all, you know, how many of those we got to play better games was it? It's guys saying we, but looking around the room really thinking like, kind of you guys, there's no we didn't do this anymore. Like everyone is doing it and they're doing it too. And when Brown and Tatum like go into those modes and you saw it, even though it was a loss, when Tatum, you know, decided I'm locking up SGA, it's not working for these guys, so be it. Great. You know, when Brown steps in, he's like, I'm going to be the guy and I'm taking care here. And then having both of those guys on Curry, who's a freaking nightmare. You know, he's a quick, jittery guy and he needs this much space to get a shot off. And to just lock him up the way they did just shows that if they do it, if they get there in the playoffs and there's no letdown at all, the two-way game that they can play is just suffocating. For teams, relentless on offense if they're moving the ball and knocking down those threes, the runs that they can go on, put a game away in no time. They put the clamps on you like that on defense. Again, that's why we talk about all year long, Sherrod, haven't we said? They're good, but they're still another level, which is crazy. Like,
right.
And I think this was that other level game.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of doubt about this was a very different – more impactful Celtics team than what we're used to seeing. And they've had a bunch of blowouts this year, but this felt different. This looked different.
Third 50-point game, and it did. Yeah. You're right.
It looked and felt very, very different. And when you just start to trying to, you know, break it down, it's pretty clear. This was a team that they felt just kind of had their number. And whether you see them in the playoffs or not, you just want to bury and get and, you know, exercise all those demons out of your system so that you can just play freely and win a championship. That is what this season is about. And the way the West is looking now, I mean, no one really knows who's going to come out of there. Denver should be the team. Denver makes the most sense, but Minnesota, Oklahoma City, and then, you know, you've got, you know, one of those top tier teams is probably going to wind up having to play the Lakers or play Golden State first round. And none of them want that smoke. For the Celtics to come in here and just absolutely manhandle them. It's really impressive. And again, the fact that they were able to, it wasn't just them making shots. It was them locking you up. It was them getting rebounds. It was them also making some shots, but it was a total dominant performance that you can't, you know, you can't lean in one direction over another.
It was borderline immaculate. I mean, 20 assists, one turnover, 82 points, first half, freaking real. 20,
you can't play much better than that. You
one turnover. Oh my God. It was unbelievable. So yes, it was great. Now what happens when you're on the other side of a smackdown like this? We've seen the Celtics do it, and Golden State was playing great. And that was part of the thinking here. What's also funny is Dallas was playing great before they came in here. This is like this is the type of stuff, again, the Patriots used to do to teams. They'd come in, they'd expose all of your weaknesses. Then you would literally go on like a miserable Dallas just lost at home to Philly. You know, like it's the flu that you're going to catch coming off playing this team. What Golden State did to the Celtics last year is similar here to this. What the Celtics are doing to people, I think they're making them feel really, really, really bad about yourselves. And that's what the Celtics are doing now, because both those teams came in playing great. But what happens? You get smacked like this, and it's happened to the Celtics a couple of times. What happened after Milwaukee? Oh, well, not a big deal. Joe laughs it off. I thought it was a great game. Well, Draymond Green took the same tactic when asked about whether he was concerned about this loss to the Celtics.
Here's our strategy was to kind of have you sag off Jalen and try to clog the paint. Didn't necessarily work.
He just made the shots.
Didn't work, did it?
I don't think we really played a full defensive strategy to kind of dive into that. We didn't implement. We implemented our strategy like 15 minutes before we left the locker room. So I don't necessarily think we put together a full defensive strategy to debate on what they're doing with their offense and how to stop it. But it's
okay. Is that a different approach than you kind of used in the past against them or even in that first game in San Francisco?
Well, I was at home that game, so I can't tell you much about that game plan. But yeah. And it ain't work. Oh, well, we move on. It's okay. No, I thought it was fun to try. I was actually all for it. Like, let's try it and see if it works. If it don't, oh, well. If it does, we found something. All right, it ain't work. So we move on.
Oh, it worked. It's just that he made shots. Isn't that the whole freaking concept behind having a game plan so that they don't make shots? I tell you what, though. To me, the most interesting thing he said in all of that, because he said a lot. I mean, he absolutely said a lot in that, like, 90 seconds. But when he was talking about the game plan, and basically we came with our game plan like 15 minutes before we went out there. And is it just me or is that some shade at Steve Curry? No. It felt like there was some low-key shade. Like, we didn't really have a game plan for these guys, how to limit them or how to approach them. Because we didn't
know
what
it was.
What?
You know what that
other
is?
Other than bullshit, but what else?
It's all sorts of bullshit. You're 100% right. But that is Draymond as shook as you're going to see him. Because that, to me, is a guy who can usually talk his way out of everything and explain to you why the thing that you think you know isn't really what you say it is. And he has no answer for this. He freestyled it. And two, they didn't even strategize how they were going to play the best team in the NBA. Bullshit. And then what he really means is I think he freestyled it. So I don't think he's throwing shade at Kerr. You know, I think he freestyled it. And then Kerr's like, what the fuck are you doing? That's not the, I think that was his own little mental mind game. And that's,
and it was bullshit. And we talked about this coming in. Draymond buttering people up stuff, you know, at the All-Star and on his podcast. And these guys are great. And he's getting into that psychological warfare. And not that at all. He tried it because he was probably scared that Jalen was going to do whatever the hell he wanted. And it didn't – well, it worked, but he made the shots. And then it didn't work, but we didn't really talk about it. No, Draymond just – he did it on his own. He ate shit. He's eating humble pie right now. He can't talk his way out of it. But again, had to just kind of – try to blow it off as best he could, but that was it. That was great.
I mean, if that were the case, if he was indeed freestyling it, I don't understand why you as Steve Kerr wouldn't call a timeout or during one of those timeouts and say, hey, let's get back to the game plan. This, what we're doing is not working. Let's try something different, like the game plan. I got to believe Draymond would have been like, okay, because I'm getting toasted by doing my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? For those people out there, me being one of them, who feels like the Grant slander went way, 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 way too far, you know, this year, even though a lot of it is deserved, but enough. Like I said, it's like your family, right, Sherrod? We've talked about this. Like, we can say that. You can't say it, you know? I can say these things about Grant, and we can tease him a little bit. You can't. And he eats shit here. You know who the lowest plus minus guy of the entire game was?
Who?
Quiñones. And that's the guy who got into it with Grant in the first place and was calling him a bitch. So Quiñones, minus 37. Congratulations, buddy. That's
wow.
This one was for Grant. Damn. Okay, that's it.
Damn. Wow. I forgot all about that guy.
Grant was mid at best, but still, we're you know, enough from you guys. Okay, we get to tease Grant. You guys don't get to. Other things worth talking about, I think, for sure. After, you know, a couple games, and again, we're looking at everything just here kind of post-break and how things have gone. You know, you've seen a game or two where you're like, you know, not loving the bench right now. And this was one of those where you felt a great deal better about it here. And it was because, Hauser knocks down every single shot when he touches the ball. That obviously makes you feel good. But beyond that, Pritchard was playing like 120 miles per hour tonight. Yeah. I love those. I love the little guy off foot layup where you have to do that before the other guy. The other guy's timing it for you to go off your left foot before he gets his leap. So you kind of pitch him there and go off the right. And he got a rebound 1.5 seconds later. He was trying to lay up there. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he was really, really good and doing what he does well. Pritchard, he has a knack for the ball when he's in the paint, whether it's shooting, whether it's rebounding, which he's maybe one of the better rebounders at that size you're going to find, particularly on the offensive boards. But he just seemed like he was in a comfort zone from the very beginning. I mean, he made his first 7 shots. He was getting other guys involved. He was not a liability defensively. This was a great Peyton Pritchard kind of game. And I know people look at the score and say, well, he got one run because they beat the snot out of him. But he was on the floor during some of that surge as they were pulling away. So it wasn't as if Tatum and Brown and all those guys did all this work, gave them this big, fat 50-point lead to work with and just said, okay, now you can play. He was actually in the mix as well when they were surging ahead. So this was a good Peyton Pritchard game, really good. And I still think at some point in the playoffs, you're going to need him to win a game. He's going to have a game where when you break down the factors that led to the outcome, if it's in the Celtics' favor, chances are there's going to be a game where Peyton Pritchard is going to be one of the top 2 or 3 reasons why they win the game.
Yeah. Bobby Manning's going to be joining us in a split second, and you're right. When you have that good Pritchard game, Sherrod, 100% right, like it changes everything, right? Because you're not feeling like these wasted bench minutes where it's like
right. –
You know, getting zero contribution from those guys can be a drag. It just puts that much more of a burden on the starters who have won many games with, you know, entirely on their own. But, you know, it's good to see it at this level against this type of team, and him to play the way he did. And again, he's been better lately. He's been better. Mm-hmm. He's playing a good stretch of games. I think it's 10 points per game over the last however many. And it helps when there's some blowouts in there too, because you get a little stat padding as well. We got a little bit more Golden State action. Bobby Manning was in the locker room. He talked to Steph Curry as well. And he also has given Boston flowers, but I think he's done with the finals talk.
What is HelloFresh?
It's guy?
It's farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, breakfast included. Skip the trips to the grocery store. And you eat fish for breakfast, Bobby, too?
I wouldn't be shocked.
No, I don't.
I do.
No, okay. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, gauntlet. Fun, and affordable. That's why it is America's number one meal kit. And what are we talking about right now? The holidays right around the corner, right?
Thanksgiving.
Holiday season is hectic.
Thanksgiving coming up here.
You're probably going to make yourself the Thanksgiving meal, but you really don't want to spend all of your time cooking leading up to and around the holidays, and this will make it easy. 15-minute meals here. HelloFresh is offering around the holidays to get you through this super busy time and season, because you've got a lot of errands and wrapping up end of the year stuff. So get down with HelloFresh. Over 45 weekly recipes and over 100 curated picks from the HelloFresh market weekly. We all have it. We all have our boxes coming. Mine's coming after Thanksgiving, my next HelloFresh box.
Same.
Wow.
Because that's what makes sense. But all you have to do here to cash in on this special offer we're offering you here, go to HelloFresh.com/CLNS free. Free, said Bobby? Yes, free. Use the code CLNS free.
You know he wasn't acting either.
Breakfast for life. What?
Yeah, what?
One breakfast item box. One breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. As long as you are getting HelloFresh, you are going to get some breakfast on the house.
Yes, I seen the waffles.
Free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CLNSfree with the code CLNSfree. OMG.
Some people love breakfast, man.
They have blown the roof off of this thing.
Free breakfast for life.
Eggs, waffles. That's an amazing deal. Toast.
We should do a
Bobby's gonna list.
Somebody
give
Bobby
item.
A napkin. He's got a little.
He's a little.
We should do a HelloFresh Thanksgiving episode where we're.
I like it.
Some players maybe brought something about 2 years ago about the finals to the game today.
I don't know what they talked about in that locker room. We've played them four times since, so I'm sure that narrative's gotten old. But they're the best team in the league right now, and they play like it. So, we have a nice gap to try to make up if we want to be that type of team down the stretch of the season. But, you give them credit. They played their ass off, and it was tough to watch from the other side, for sure.
I bet it was probably tough to play in, too.
Yeah, that was, by the way, Bobby Manning asking the question, doubling as a Quebec Nordiques reporter there in the Golden State locker room as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of people over to my left here. Anyway, Bobby was here and then he went away. I don't know exactly what happened, but again, talk about the defensive effort on Steph here. So many bodies.
I think the strategy a lot of teams have tried to employ against him, but not everybody has an activated Jaylen Brown, an activated Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Derek White. I mean, where is Steph going to get a break in terms of a guy that he can exploit? I mean, he can make shots against all those guys, there's no doubt about that, but none of them are going to make it easy for him. I mean, that's probably, if you're looking at defensive wings, you look at the team's top four defensive wings, I don't think you're going to find a better foursome than that one. White, Holiday, Tatum, and Brown.
When Tatum and Brown are engaged, too, it's amazing that you have defensive guards like Holiday and White, and we're talking about the job Tatum and Brown did on 6 foot. 6'1" Steph Curry. It's incredible. But again, White was part of that too. I think Holiday played a bit more of a floater in this game. I mean, I saw him at times on Draymond. You saw Tatum floating off playing on Draymond too.
The switchability is insane. And you might even say the slight benefit to not having Porzingis in a game like this is that the way that you can play them defensively because of the switchability, you're not going in drop. They would have gotten Porzingis in a bunch of pick and roll actions there. And then the Celtics kind of have to pick their poison. And that's where you've seen them get murdered a little bit. But there's also been a time where you said, we saw them do it to Horford over and over and over again and get him caught there, and Curry was just launching threes over the top of him. They weren't able to do that tonight. The Celtics were just way more active and much, much tougher going through screens and just had bodies everywhere Curry was. We'll bring in Bobby Manning. What's up, Bobby?
What?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
What was your prime takeaway here outside of all of it being unbelievable?
Interesting stuff in the Warriors side after this one. Draymond.
We did hear from Draymond, and Draymond kind of talking about his strategy with JB, and we just heard from Curry too, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a little bit of excuse making, right? Like, we just tried something and it didn't work. And
we called it bullshit, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Draymond actually, I don't know if it was in the cut you guys played, but he said they came up with it 15 minutes before the game.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's just crazy stuff. But I know you're ready to announce it tonight, John. It's hard not to get excited and
it's not the announcement,
dive
Bobby,
all the way in.
I'm just saying, in terms of that checklist of all of the things that you wanted to see as we keep going down it, one of them was, you know, making sure that you can get past teams like this who have found ways to get into your head, and seeing that they got really serious about it, didn't play buddy buddy and go dap it up with those guys before the game, and went out there and really, you could tell, like Curry, we played Curry's bite too, Bobby, about, like, you know, the reporter asked him about the finals and he's like, I don't know, we played them four times since then, I don't know what they're talking about in that locker room. I absolutely friggin' believe they have that front of mind still when they play this team, and each loss they've had since then, I think weighs on them. And I think it weighed on fans too. And that's why I was saying, like, I thought this was really big coming in. So that's why it's a little bit of hyperbole saying all in. I've kind of been pretty all in for a while here, but I do think you would have taken a little step back here if you saw Golden State just come and mess with their minds and wonder, like, oh man, is this happening again? And I think the Celtics, I really believe, Bobby, they had a different mindset coming in here. Yeah, when have you seen them this locked in both ends of the floor like they were tonight, start to finish?
Never. I mean, this is their most dominant win I've ever seen. And
it's the most dominant win this year.
How much of that is silly stuff that the Warriors did? I don't know. But you still have to go out there and take advantage of it and hit shots at the level they did and keep that energy up. And Joe said, you know, I kind of alluded to that thing you just mentioned there, John, where...
No, Josue. Whatever that
is. What is Josue?
Why is it over Josue?
What the hell is that? This is Josue.
That was a bad
one, man.
Buzzing, buzzing, buzzing.
Yeah.
Well, Josue, there was something buzzy in your audio, Josue. See if you can jump that in. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
What I was saying was you still need to go out there and execute and continue to string together. String together that many baskets. And how many times in the past? How many times in the past have we seen John?
Not Penny's that boat. Yeah.
That lead would have dipped in the second half, and you maybe would have had to use the starters more than you did there. And Joe, afterward, as he did at times last year, would have said, "Oh, what are we supposed to go up to 50?" Well, you see that they're capable of it when they keep pushing the lead forward. And Joe actually said, you know, when I asked them about that mentality of continuing to push, 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 John, the consistency with which they played, even with the big lead in this game, that he thought the most important stretch was opening the third on the run that they did and then being able to sit down the starters right after that first rotation in the second half. Warriors had benched their starters by that point. But here's Joe Sway.
He's good.
Hopefully not buzzing.
I think he sounds good so far.
He sounds good because he can't hear him at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can't hear him at all.
That's because he's not talking.
Third time we're gonna get him. I get it's gonna work. It's gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, I am holding back, John. I'm not gonna go all the way tonight. I want to see Tuesday. I want to see Thursday. Thursday is obviously the standard in Denver. If they keep this going, and now it's 11 straight wins, but really 11 straight wins where they're relentless attacking the mismatches and no defenses have answers for it. They're playing with that level of consistency quarter to quarter, half to half, on a historic level for this team, you know, given the stretch that they've gone through here. And
damn, Joe Sway, what the hell? Bobby, look at you. Bobby, save your boy. What the hell?
How did it get worse?
We could, oh my god.
We couldn't hear him the second time, but at least we weren't hearing that.
Damn, Joe Sway.
I'm holding off, John. I'm holding off.
Holding off on finishing this thought, which you've been going on for 3 minutes. We keep trying to get Joe Sway in here and interrupting it. But you're not there yet, Bobby? What do you need?
What do you need to see?
I'm an inch away. If they sweep through this week, if they win Thursday, I'm diving in.
And if they don't, if let's say they split, then what?
I still think there's maybe one or two teams that could maybe beat you when you get to that last stage in the finals. I've been in on them winning the East for a long time, probably weeks and weeks now, maybe even over a month. They're going to the finals. But there are some teams when you get there, Clippers, Nuggets, who have some answers for you. And listen, they played the Nuggets really tough last game. They came down to a couple misses in the fourth down the stretch and a bad Tatum shot at the buzzer. They probably should have went to overtime in that game at least. But you still had Jokic being Jokic. You still had him being the best player on the floor. Now, more often than not now, whether it's Brown, whether it's Tatum, the Celtics, even in some matchups like this where you're going up against a Curry, maybe a hobble Curry, who knows, you're having the best player on the floor a lot of times now, even against some of these other stars in the league. And we said that 2 years ago, John. I remember when we were like assessing whether the team's run was for real or not. The debate was, do you have the best player on the floor more often than not? I know we're having that MVP conversation right now, but really it comes down to, like, is Tatum going to be the best player on the floor against a Jokic, against a Giannis, against some of those teams? And it's looking like at the level he's playing right now, he could be. But it's about the consistency factor with this team, right? And when Jrue Holiday talked, I think it was last practice, are you where you want to be yet? Because Horford said after that Knicks game, we can be even better. And that was a dominant win. That was one that really sold me, John. Holiday said there's still those lulls offensively. And that's the one thing you look at with this team. They have everything. They have answers. They've come miles and miles since that finals loss. But you still do occasionally have those offensive lulls. So to see a game like this against a defense that's been tough against you in the past, to push for three straight quarters the way they did and never have a let up, that's the kind of stuff that inspires you, John, and makes you want to buy in. Because that's the one doubt you could have left in them. It's not the bench. The bench was amazing again tonight. So cross that off the list. Cross a lot of stuff off the list at this point. The coaching's amazing. It's just
Joe,
the
lows. Bench, buy-in, all of these different things. Oh, he's gone again. I was about to bring him back. But I'm not going to do it. We are going to hear from Jaylen Brown in a little bit. And I assume Josue Pavone, but we're not entirely sure. We're going to try it as we go here. Really great crowd here tonight. I think everyone was jacked up about this game. I think that's like, I mean, you could feel it, right? Like, Bobby, you're there. Sherrod, you're there. Like, again, talking about how much it matters and Curry saying, I don't know what they're talking about there. Yeah, you know why players remember? Because fans remember. Because people remember. Because people bring it up. They know they're playing for, you know, obviously they're playing for themselves, but they're playing for the fans too, and they know, yeah, people want to see this. People want blood. People want revenge. This stuff is personal. Anyone who's ever played pickup, been into a fight, done anything, if somebody beat your ass, you want to get them back at some point or another. It's always there. Doesn't matter. It's 20 years down the road to be like, that kid kicked my ass in fourth grade, and I still want a piece. You know, like
that was there tonight. There's no doubt.
It doesn't matter if it was 2 years. 2 years is very recent. You know, that's still a fresh wound.
I mean, they did it in December.
Should we try? Do we try? Yeah, they December did it in stuff. December. Ready?
Yeah, you have Let's way go. Too much fun.
Yes!
You have way too much fun with this. John,
doing
you
know, it old school.
When What's a this? Dude's... When a dude's not like ready, don't just throw him on. Like, come on, man. Like, John doesn't like, as soon as he sees someone pop up, he's
Look
like,
at that fireworks.
Let me put him on air real quick.
You were there 100 times. I kept going.
Bobby
back.
Was talking. Why would you put me on? But anyways, what a game.
Seamless. You were just standing. You were there. You weren't fiddling with anything. I wasn't trying to get you. Anyway, you got the mic now.
It's over.
Let's go, Josue.
You sound and look terrific.
This is the most incredible first half of basketball I've ever seen in my life, man. Like, regardless of what era you've ever watched the NBA and all that, like, that was historic, obviously. And when you look at the way the Celtics just dominated throughout the entire game, they have that itch, man. This is it. But we look back and we say, when did they convince people that they're a championship team? Like, we're going to look back to this stretch. It's not over yet, though. It's not over. I want to see how they look against Denver, how they look against Phoenix and all that stuff. But this right here, this shows that people don't forget. They don't forget what happened. And like we just said, John, 2 years, that's nothing when we're talking about the NBA Finals. That's a month ago for guys like Tatum and Brown. And they showed it. And look, Jaylen, I love how Jaylen said, look, you don't know about me yet. I've been doing this in the first quarter of the last month and a half. Do your homework, man. Let me show you. Ask someone about me, because for you to leave me this open all quarter long, you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Jaylen got 10 in the first 4 or 5 minutes, went out there and grabbed 3 consecutive 3-pointers, 19 points in that first quarter. And then the floodgates just opened from there, man. So I just love what Jaylen's doing right now. Pre-All-Star break, post-All-Star break, it hasn't slowed down a bit.
Well,
and amazing
he
stuff.
Went through a not great stretch. Post-All-Star break, he's been – flawless. I mean, almost flawless. But Josue, don't you think that was part of it? I think we were talking about it. I think fully, and we heard Draymond and his kind of bullshit circuitous, you know.
He spoke after this or something before?
Draymond rambling about what they did and what they didn't. I think he absolutely hedged on Jaylen being mentally weak. If I leave him alone and he misses the first couple, I'm going to take him out
and
of the game.
Did.
And I actually think it's the opposite. It's not that they didn't do their homework and know that Jaylen Brown is a good fourth quarter player. I think they absolutely did and said, I'm not going to let this guy heat up the way that he does. I'm going to dare him to shoot and see if I can mess with his head. If he misses a few of these, we got him. It was a strategy. It backfired and it literally just basically killed the game for them. It killed them.
Right.
It was a big risk and he blew it. And as we said, I was saying with Sherrod, that's what you do when you know you can't beat them straight up. I'm going to try this. I'm going to mess with them. He absolutely knows what Jaylen can do and was hoping it would work and it didn't. And that was it. And that's what happened. I'm 1,000% sure. Yeah.
Jaylen's, you know, whether you include Horford in this or not in this lineup, Jaylen's probably the worst 3-point shooter. So you understand from an analytical standpoint why they'd want to shift the defense away from Brown. And you have to. Like, this is what the Warriors have done against the Celtics forever, is have Green in the post to take it away. But against this five-out lineup, there's no one you can really ignore. And this is what we've said all year, one of the strengths of the Celtics is that all the guys are a threat.
Yeah.
I think it sounds a little bit like an excuse from their standpoint, but it did make sense as a strategy, I think. And it really stood out on that. He missed it. First two, he made one. And then on that third one, he missed early Brown. You just saw Draymond like standing in the post, like daring him to shoot. It was like he was going to do the Cornette contest or something. Like that play, you were really like, oh, they're doing this. And then he just started lighting the world on fire.
Did he make the first, missed the second two? I forget.
I think he missed the first two, made the third.
No, he made the first one. He made the first one.
Oh, then, earlier. Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Then he missed two, made a second, and then. Third one, you just saw Draymond like standing at the basket like he was playing the zone or something. So it was bizarre, certainly.
But they did, you know what? And it harkens back to game one NBA Finals, right? When they were like, okay, I dare those guys to do it again, you know? Similar kind of thing where, you know, they had a big game. Celtics won that game, but you had Derek White hitting contested threes,
Horford,
and Marcus hitting threes, and Horford had not been shooting well, you know, because Duke jinxed him, you know, in that playoff run. Or did he jinx him last year? I forget.
He jinxed him last year. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, that was last year.
Fine. Right. But they wanted those guys to beat him. And this was, as you're right, you look around and you just do the math and look at the percentages. I guess technically, yeah, Jalen is the worst 3-point shooter of that starting five. So I guess let's let him shoot it. And maybe also because he didn't want Jalen going downhill on him and getting to the paint and getting things started that way. It was a bad strategy. I mean, it was what's funny is Draymond's right, sort of, when he said it worked, but it didn't work. I think it might have worked if it worked, but it didn't. That was what I think is what he's trying to say. If Brown missed the first few and then wasn't, you know, and acted accordingly, I think 100% that's what they wanted to see happen. And it just ended up not happening. So that's that. But I mean, what would you do to defend this team if you're like, you know?
Oh. It's a great question.
I don't think there's an answer.
Yeah. Where's the party? Which room?
It feels like whack-a-mole. Well, I think they're departing now.
All right. Yeah.
It's Sherrod's room, man. Those cameramen.
Sherrod's room. All right.
They feel like over there.
It feels like whack-a-mole. Mute
when you're not talking, but go ahead. You're good now. Yeah.
I don't know what you do, John. What do you do? What do you do?
But without
I don't know.
I thought they would play him straight up and just see.
Well, Sherrod was saying
out.
Earlier, try different.
You
try
need
different
to switch
players,
everything.
Bodies. Yeah, and you have
you
to
need
switch.
To switch everything.
But again, yeah.
But not many teams can do that. The Clippers can, the Nuggets can, and that might end the list. And even the Nuggets usually have Jokic out there who has to kind of show and recover on the pick and rolls. He can't switch everything. So they've built the perfect team. And when you consider that the bench guys continue to give you something every night, I mean, that first bench run was amazing. Pritchard's running up the floor, hitting layups, Hauser's knocking down threes. So when you have the starters doing what they're doing, and then the bench comes in and does what it does, and you have Cornette finishing around the basket, grabbing a tough offensive rebound in traffic, there's just limitless opportunities for what you can do if you're the Celtics here. And listen, like you, if you're coming in as an opposing team, have to try something wacky like this. Like, I don't knock the Warriors at all for that. I think Kerr said in his presser, right, just wait, the Celtics are going to win this game no matter what. There's no way around it. 15-23.
But when he was asked about leaving Jalen open so many times, he pointed to the transition points, which that's fair. Okay. You know, that something's crushed him there. But I just think that really set the tone. I mean, that really just got things going immediately. And the Celtics never looked back.
And they're sending teams. I think Ahmed said this to us during the game. These kind of wins they're inflicting over opponents are sending their opponents into a frenzy after these games.
I said that earlier. Look at Dallas today. Yeah.
Like, Curry, you played the clip, John.
It's like an identity crisis. Like, the teams just don't know who they are afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see what the Warriors look like.
Curry, you saw the clip, John, did not seem to love what they did there. Like, he was just smiling and being like, you know, we thought we had a guy who was a weak link, but he wasn't. It was amazing.
The $300 million guy is not a weak link. Wow.
And Jalen's really been the key to a lot of this, hasn't he? I mean, he is putting himself in prime positions to score. He's not just standing around. He's not in the corner. He's starting to screen more. He's going downhill a lot. He's being aggressive on those breaks. And his forcefulness continues to be an essential part of this team. And this is why, John, we're going to continue to have the debates about him into the future. But I think the element he brings to their offense, you can't replicate. Like, he's so aggressive, so physical. He negates rim protection with his strength, with how tough he finishes in there. No one else on the roster can do that. And he's been super consistent, too. I mean, he is building another All-NBA season. I thought he was the key of this game. It's unbelievable what he's doing this year, building on what he did last year. And we've said this every year of his career, John.
Yeah. Are you the beeping guy? We need. I know you guys are there. I will ask some situation. If it's happening right behind you, mute it just for a second until it gets on there. I know you guys are in a tough spot because everybody's moving around and trying to do a bunch of stuff.
But yeah, as you said, Bobby, it's a near perfect team. Is anybody in a quiet spot right now? Hi, right, Josue. Why don't you jump in?
The guy with
Sherrod, the you're good. You're good.
So. Yeah, but that's about to change in about 25 seconds.
You think Yeah. Usually the wave of photographers, they usually start heading up around this time. We'll see.
All right. Well, let me do one thing while you guys get yourselves together. We'll tell you about one more sponsor and we'll continue on and put a bow on this show. But that is Nutrafol. Anybody know what that is? It's good for the locks, good for your hair. Okay. It is as you probably, if you're a dude in his 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, at some point or another, it might be coming. Josue, you're good. Are you good?
Chill,
you look good. Bobby. But it doesn't matter. It's not about now. It's about later. You don't have to choose between hair growth and hair care.
Sherrod, you coming back?
Sherrod's coming back. It's a drug-free whole body approach, promotes hair growth from within, no compromise. It's just better hair. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it is too late with Nutrafol, number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand. Over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair. I got Jimmy on it right now. We'll show you some before and after with that. Less shedding. So again, take the steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. Limited time Nutrafol offering listeners and viewers of The Garden Report. $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the code garden. Once again, Nutrafol.com/men. Enter the promo code garden. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Once again, Nutrafol.com/men. Enter the promo code garden. All right, guys, we're back. What's going on? I see. Hear a beeping.
Exactly.
Will the Bruins play tomorrow?
Maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. But anyways,
yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Heck of a win. I just think I don't know, man. They're creating that gap again. I feel like they have that itch. They're showing everyone that they're not only the best team, but they're going on a run, you know. And I think. It really is significant when you look at the
are you buying in, Josue? All the way?
This is the toughest stretch of the regular season. I think I am.
So you're ready to pick them tonight?
I mean, I always had them going to the finals.
You're the only one who didn't, Bobby.
I'm still
putting – you're the only one who had them losing. Yeah, sorry.
I'm still putting the Nuggets there, like neck and neck. But
yeah. Oh, yeah, preseason. You guys all picked them, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I picked Golden State. I picked Golden State to go to the finals.
That was your bold prediction.
I was feeling good about them coming into this game. You know, we've said that many times this year. They've been on a nice stretch. So I was stunned. I mean, Pudzinski is important to them. But when you consider that Porzingis was out for the Celtics on the other side, they don't get that excuse. I mean, their roster, too many guys you can ignore. Once Lester Quinones came out there, they went at him and they ignored him in a devastating way. Clay, a non-factor in this game. I was stunned by how bad Chris Paul looked. It was like he wasn't even out there. So that's discouraging if you're the Warriors in this game. Celtics went after him, though. Every time he caught the ball, they were just running two guys right at him to get him off of it. So you didn't have enough threats on that side if you're the Warriors, and that's been a big problem for them now, is their talent level beyond the core guys there has continued to diminish. So I don't know, John. A couple of days ago, I was feeling like they might be ready to make a run. I still wouldn't write them off completely, but this was discouraging if you were starting to believe in them again.
The Chris Paul, the ultimate indignity for him was when they pulled all of the starters, it was just him and whoever else was left.
He was in their stay ready crew.
He was in the stay ready crew. Gang. Yeah, he's in Peyton Pritchard territory right now.
That's when you know. If you're like, you know, future Hall of Famer, you're not that guy anymore.
Yeah.
You're not.
It's not. It's not. Yeah.
That's what about Cleveland? That Phoenix run, man. That was his best chance. That team, that Suns team he was with, you know, and it was a hell of a season, Renaissance season, you know, with all the injuries he's had throughout his career. But I think we all kind of knew that this is somewhat what he was going to look like, you know, coming off the bench of the Warriors.
Let me ask you a question. Is anybody worried about these guys overlooking Cleveland? because that Denver game is obviously a big deal, but Cleveland's a pretty damn good team too.
I don't disagree, Sherrod, but it's hard to have a trap game against a team that's right behind you in the standings, right? You know,
you would
it's
think
like,
so.
You'd think so.
You would think so. This team has kind of been doing things that we did not expect to see in a good way most of the season.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be shocked if they had a less than stellar performance against Cleveland and then go to Denver and just beat the crap out of them. Wouldn't shock.
Cleveland's been outstanding. I don't think you can let down there. I don't think they will. I wanted to quickly go back to it. We talked about Jaylen Brown and this notion of disrespect. And I think a lot of us believe it was just a tactic and one that failed. Not necessarily disrespecting his game, but kind of sort of disrespecting his mind and whether or not he'd be able to handle it and trying to get into his head a little bit. And Brown here talking about, you know, Draymond's strategy in guarding him, early in that first quarter. Now. Loading now. Says it's loading. Do you guys see it? Anybody? We're going to try it one more time. Load it one more time. It's stuck. It's stuck. But I want to hear from Jaylen. Go back on to Cleveland. What do you guys think about Cleveland? Lost Joe Sway.
We'll see if Porzingis goes.
Porzingis wasn't really. This was fake. I think they want him to play in both of these games. I think the ultimate disrespect wasn't Draymond on Jaylen. It was the Celtics sitting Porzingis with not an injury in this game. Seriously.
Load management.
He's not hurt. They load managed Porzingis and they didn't care. That's
it's that time of year, right? Yeah, I mean, when you're
that's pretty disrespectful, though. Much,
you should. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's pretty disrespectful, though.
I don't think the Cavs stand a chance. You look at those little guards. We've talked about John. They are unloading on mismatches on the other side. Just pulverizing. If you have any defensive weakness on the floor, the Celtics are going right at it and scoring with ease. Tatum in this game, again, his post play was masterful against some of those Warriors guards. And he constantly got there into position against them. Even if he had to take them all the way from the top of the three-point arc. So they're going to do that to Garland. They're going to do that to Mitchell. And yes, they have the rim protection. Mobley's playing incredible. And I don't think he played in that last game. Between those two. So this is going to be your first look at him. Yeah. So he could be a difference maker there, having two rim protectors and maybe stacking that box a little bit. But Celtics have been so good from three this year that even hasn't been an effective strategy against them. So maybe if the Celtics miss a ton of threes in this game, they have a little bit of a letdown. And Mitchell can certainly get going. They're going to need some better defense than I think they've shown against a guy like that. I thought they struggled a little bit against Luka in that game.
Mitchell's been out. Mitchell was out last game. I don't know if he's playing tonight, so he's dealing with something too. So I don't know if the Celtics dodged that one, but he might not play tonight. I think they're playing. Are they playing the Knicks tonight?
I think Maybe. I think it is the Knicks.
Okay. Yes, they are. It just started. Game just started. So we'll see what happens there. Celtics could gain a little ground on Cleveland. Milwaukee is not playing. So no matter what, the lead's going to be 8.5 entering tomorrow. I think I got the Jaylen clip. I'm going to throw it up here about the Draymond situation. Still not loading. Any idea? You want to give it to me externally? I'll try to play it the other way. Yeah, we might have to add it.
You mean the Jimmy method? You gonna do one of these?
No, it's here. It's here. It just won't populate into our thing. I keep pressing the button. Try it again. No, not doing it. We'll try it again, see if we can get it one other way. Guys, any closing thoughts before we go? And if we get to the JB, great. If not, you can check it out. It's on our YouTube channel. Along with all the other post-game stuff. If you want to listen to those interviews, head over there and subscribe. Final thoughts?
No, just good win. Good win.
Good win.
It's what they do.
I got nothing else on this game, but Celtics did shoot 49 threes in this game at 51%. So any notion that they're getting away from the three –
enough not to that. Quite. I get to the paint, and I usually open it up for everybody else.
Playing.
If you want to dare me to shoot, we can do that too. You know what I mean? I thought it was a little disrespectful, but, you know, we took advantage of it, and we didn't look back.
Do you take that personally? It looked like you were exchanging some words with Draymond Green. How do you kind of look at it when a team goes to such great lengths to force you to shoot?
It's never personal. I'm sure they thought that's what their best chance was, or whoever came up with that defensive kind of concept. So it's not personal. It was a little disrespectful, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I came out and I do what I do best. My teammates empowered me. It was like, you know what, like, we don't care if you shoot every shot down. And on this team, you know, it's about making the right plays, letting guys feel involved. And I feel like I've been doing that all season long, and I'm going to keep doing that. But, like, don't get it twisted.
JB just tangued us, by the way, as someone pointed out here on this one. Just came right in and tangued us. Bobby, are you all right?
No.
Your eyes are popping.
I'm watching that Brunson clip, someone, man. Yeah, it was not pretty.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's wrap it up here. We got another one Tuesday, and then we're on the West Coast. You want to send Bobby to Denver? Keep sending us super chats, and we'll try to get Bobby out there. Otherwise, we'll be holding it down from here. But we're going to wrap it up here on the Garden Report. Win of the year? Maybe. Was it?
That's probably a better one, but biggest win of the probably year. Is. Sure. Biggest blowout.
I feel good about it. This is like happy coming home from Denver last year, Zanis vibes. That's how I gauge it.
You circled this one with big, big, big Sharpie.
And a lot of it. So I was happy about it. Yeah. I was
to win to this degree and that. Yeah. Crazy.
I was pretty giddy. But anyway, thanks for Sherrod being here from the start here. Bobby and Josue doing work at the Garden. Follow us on all our YouTube channels. Check out our website and all
that. Oh, by the way, we're going live. We've been going live with a post yeah. show after dark, you know, yeah. whatever you want to call
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
We'll be doing that exactly. here tonight. Check it out on All Access.
Yep. Yep. So check those guys out there live, and we will with Josue and Bobby from the court soon after the Garden Report is over. And then just like I said, follow along. We've got a lot more coverage going on. Otherwise, we'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Wait, Amit's got an outro for us, I think.
No, he doesn't.
He said he was going to work on an outro. Hey,
he had a phenomenal game.
Phenomenal game.
Horford's out. I think it's an option.
That did not sound like a chair.
It was a freaking chair. It does sound like a chair.